Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by Self Selects Football, helping to develop the stars of tomorrow today. And by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina. If you want to get in the real estate game, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355.
I'd also like to thank Pizza Hut in Saskatchewan for getting on board and supporting Growing the Game with Ballsy, in particular David Dubay, former U of S Husky, who really supports grassroots football in Saskatchewan, including the Kelly Bates football camp, which is supposed to go down in Humboldt once again this summer. That'll be up in the air right now, but he was on board to do that. You know, he is going to be supporting it if it indeed does go ahead. Okay, time to get to our guest here on Growing the Game with Ballsy. And we're joined now on the phone by Riders linebacker and president of the CFLPA. That would be Solomon Elamimian. Hey, Solly, how are you liking this president thing with everything going on?
Let's just say things have been very interesting, you know, but all in all, just, you know, happy to be able to, you know, just help the guys. And, you know, I think we have a solid group with, you know, obviously you guys know Brian Ramsey, executive director, and along the executive and player reps. I think we're well positioned to handle this crisis.
Okay, we'll talk about the crisis in a second, but how is a guy, a veteran savvy guy like you, handling your workouts in preparation for hopefully a season?
Well, if you can hear me right now, I'm a little heavy-winded. Just finished my home workout, which is kind of tough. You know, did a home workout here. And the biggest thing is just trying to be creative, which, you know, sometimes you run out of different ideas. But our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Clint, does a good job of sending us different, you know, programs that we can do at home and we can do remotely. So, you know, definitely got to be creative.
Do you give us an example of that creativity, Solomon? What are some of the things you're doing that you wouldn't normally do? Like, do you take a six pack of energy drinks and that's your bicep curl or what?
Similar, like, you know, you got like some water, a gallon of water, and sometimes you might, you know, do some curls with a gallon of water, and you have a couch here. I got a couch here to my right of me, so I'll get underneath the couch and do some bench presses underneath that couch. So yeah, just trying to be creative, and really you just find yourself staring at your living room and seeing what kind of furniture you have, which is essential equipment for the time being. So yeah, it's fun, but you know, after a while it kind of gets frustrating. You know, it'd be nice to hit the gym, but under the circumstances, you know, you can see why. Mm-hmm. You know, it's important just to kind of be you know, isolated and self-quarantine, I guess.
Solomon Elamimian, the great linebacker with your Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the CFLPA president. Solomon, do you get outside and do some social distance running and everything like that to keep your conditioning up, or do you got a bike or a treadmill or something like that at home?
I was in Arizona a couple of weeks back, so I just finished my self-quarantine I came back to British Columbia, so. That was the hard part, you know, being inside and, you know, just trying to follow, you know, the rules and trying to keep, you know, not only myself safe, but, you know, people safe coming from the States. But yesterday, me and my buddy Jordan, we ran some hills up at Oxford Hills, which is a really huge hill in Lower Mainland, British Columbia, White Rock area. And that was tough. So I think people were looking at us crazy. We actually did practice social distancing. So, you know, I was six feet. Or more in front of him, and he was behind me, and you know, we just hit some hills like that. You know, just trying to stay in shape, and that's the hard part for not just me, but all athletes. You know, mm-hmm. not having a definite timeline on when the season might start, but knowing, you know, as a competitor, you have to be ready. And you know, whether it's a modified season, a shortened season, or a full season, we don't know right now, and that's the tough part, is trying to give our guys timeline at the same time, giving guys the information of, you know, we'll just prepare for the worst and, you know, hopefully we can get through it together.
Well, we already know training camp isn't going to be on schedule. The city of Calgary is banning any outdoor activities, at least in terms of people showing up and watching till July the 1st. But, you know, what's a credible season, Solomon Elamimian? Like, how few games could you play to make this season credible? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's tough to say, you know what, because we're really in uncharted territories, and I know there's been different numbers being floated around of 8, 9, 10, 12, and right now all that is speculation. You know, we're in regular talks with the CFL twice a week, and none of that has really came up in terms of numbers. Obviously, everything needs to be looked at, and that's something that we're going to do, is look at all circumstances. I think the biggest thing we have to remember is, we have an obligation to keep the players safe, and not just the players, but also the support staff, the coaches, so many people we come in contact with on a daily basis. You know, as you know, our practices are easily accessible to fans, so everything needs to be looked at, and safety is a top priority. So to kind of speculate on when this thing might be over, you know, the more and more you go through that rabbit hole, the more your brain hurts, because it seems like things are changing on a daily basis from what the government's implement, quarantine restrictions, border restrictions. So it's not just the CFL or players. It's, you know, we're looking at government policy right now, right?
Yeah, for sure. Solomon Elamimian joining us here on the phone line now. Solomon, in terms of, I had a couple of fans ask me this, so I said I'd try to get a hold of you, and you'd be a great guy to ask this of. So you got a one, let's say you got a 1-year contract with the Riders. You don't play this year because there's no season. Is Solomon Elamimian a free agent next year, or is that your honor the next year? Like, that's what fans are asking me. They're like, is Solly going to be back? Is Cam Judge going to be back? Do we lose a year with Cody?
And different ways of asking questions we really don't know about. And all those things, you know, obviously have to be discussed from a CFL and CFLPA standpoint of what happens to players who are under that 1-year contract. And you know what? The more you think about it, there's so much things that we have to talk about. And, you know, just to kind of speculate and see, speculate to what might happen next year, it's hard to do. And if I was to tell you, you know, I'd be misinformed, because I don't think anybody knows right now.
How fluid is the situation, though, like for you with this, as a president of the CFLPA? How much are you on the phone, working the phones with Brian Ramsey, with Commissioner Ambrosi? Like, is it that fluid of a situation?
It's very, very fluid. And one of the things that, you know, I made a point of emphasis was communication. And not just communication with the CFL, but communication with our executive and our player reps. That is dispersed throughout the membership, because when there is a crisis, you know, panic happens. And just like, you know, all of us, we have bills, we have families, we have things that, you know, we have to try to plan for. And the hard part is trying to plan for with no set schedule. So communication has been the biggest priority. I would say easily I'm on my phone maybe 7-8 hours a day, just off the top of my head. And you know what, when you are responsible for so many people, it's always on your mind. You know, you're always thinking of what ifs and speculating, and, you know, whether that's me and Brian on the phone, me and executives on the phone, me and player reps on the phone. So I would say every day I have a call, extended call with either the CFL, you know, the executive team, obviously Brian Ramsey, and me and Brian talk on a daily basis, but also different players from different teams and memberships. You know, I've talked to so many guys from different teams about their, you know, their situation and their personal decisions that they're trying to make on a timeline that we don't know. And I think that's one of the fortunate things we have, is to try to give guys a little bit of ease and comfort to know that, listen, you know, we're in it together and we're thinking about all the different circumstances. And, you know, sometimes we might not have no new information, but just the fact that the communication is there and we get on the phone lines and we discuss things, that's been a comfort for guys as well. So yeah. I would say no short of 7-8 hours a day I'm on my phone, and it's all about, you know, the crisis that we're facing. And obviously keeping my eye on the news, seeing what not just, you know, Ottawa's doing, Prime Minister Trudeau, but also what President Trump is doing in the States. All those things are fluid on a daily basis, whether it's different financial subsidies that the government's provided and how they might fit our different players, mm-hmm. right, American and Canadians. And all those things are our point of emphasis.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, Solomon. I know you can't say too much, but I appreciate you opening up as much as you can. But that's an interesting thing. You know, you've got American players coming to Canada being paid in Canadian dollars, and it already was a chore to transfer your money over. It's getting worse now, and that's got to be one of their concerns for sure. Like, if you're a young American guy or a guy kind of middle of the road, do I come back to Canada? Do I move on with my life? There's some real discussions that's got to be happening in households.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we've emphasized to the CFL, and, you know, to their respect, you know, it's hard for them to forecast a timeline, but the fastest we can kind of get a timeline to the guys to understand where we're at in terms of not just the physical preparation of the season, if it is, you know, postponed, modified, whatever you might say, mm-hmm. but also financial implications of that. You know, some guys, the reality is, are going to have to find ways to supplement their income, right? The mortgages don't stop. The bills doesn't stop, you know. So That's the difficult part, is trying to give guys a timeline that really affects, you know, their household. And one of the things that we focus on as a PA is the different resources we can provide, whether it's financial education and literacy, but also medical information. And one thing that I'm proud to say is guys' medicals will be secure. You know, insurance medicals will be there for however long, you know, the first start of the season goes to, right? So that's a plus. But also looking at different things like EI, you know, unemployment, you know, benefit, things like that, subsidies that the government are rolling out, the CERB fund, how that might apply to certain individuals, and, you know, helping guys, you know, the different hurdles they might have with the application process, right? So, mm-hmm. You know what, they're just trying to get guys resources for them. You know, it's something that it's our responsibility, and, you know, there's a lot of it out there on our page, cflpa.com.
Hey, what's your background in school? What did you go to school for?
I went to school for English. Yeah, so I got my English degree. My dad was an English professor. He had a PhD in English, and, you know, obviously we just wanted to play football, but I just thought it'd be cool to kind of emulate my dad. Obviously, I don't have my PhD in that, but,
yeah,
you know what, it's definitely fun. I like to read and, you know, constructive, you know, thinking.
Yeah, no, and I bring that up because you're a very well-spoken guy, and I knew that before, so I'm trying to look for some positives in all this, Solly. Like, how has this made you better, I guess? How has this situation made you better? Because you sound, you're talking about all this stuff, president, prime minister, CRB, all this stuff. You seem like you've learned a lot in this. How have you become better?
Well, I try to be well-informed of what's going on and just what the average player is going through, right? Because I was that guy who came up to Canada, you know, with a dream, making, you know, $40,000 after taxes, exchange rate. You can imagine I left with it. You know, my whole thing was, how do I always become a better person, and whether that's reading or whether that's just different things. And one thing we've made a point of emphasis to our players is self-betterment. You know, I think that, you know, through crisis, this crisis has a way of bringing people together, but you should also look at crisis opportunity to, you know, step out your comfort zone and maybe do things that you normally wouldn't. So for me, it's how can I become better, whether it's balancing my budget and, you know, different finances, but also, you know, taking different courses that I've been looking at of, you know, things that I might be lacking in my, you know, my area. So that's what I've been stressing. You know what, if you come out of this situation not better, then I think you kind of missed it, right? Yeah. We want to become better, and it's not just individuals, but also as a PA. And I'm happy how fast we've been able to mobilize and providing guys with different resources of education, whether it's, you know, like I said before, financial or just self-betterment information. And, you know, health and wellness is something that we rolled out last Friday. We're just giving guys tools to manage, you know, the pressures of, you know, what we're going through right now, right?
Yeah, so let me ask you, you're the guy. You're helping people out. You're part of a group that's helping people out. Who helps Solly out? Who's helping Solomon Elamimian out? Who are you going to help you with stress, or how do you deal with stress? Because, I mean, come on, you're a human too. You're a human too.
You know, the family. And I think that's one great thing that has, you know, happened, helped us just to realize who, and you know, who we have in our lives is really impactful. Family, you know, if you haven't gotten closer to your family during this time, you've also missed it, right? Whether it's daily calls to your mom, your significant other, you know, your family, and just saying how much you love them, how much you care about them. I truly say this, I think we're all going through this together. This pandemic doesn't discriminate on whether you're rich, you're poor, you know, the haves and haves not. Everybody's truly being impacted, whether it's, you know, life and death, or, you know, just financial resources, right? How are you going to pay, you know, your mortgage? How are you going to pay rent? So when you look across the board how people are being affected, it has no other option but to bring you closer together, right? And that's one thing that helped me throughout this, you know, this time, because it is a lot of stress. You do have a lot of responsibility to others, and the hard part is not being able to provide them answers that, you know, they need at this time. But like I said, family's everything, and, you know, as long as you have your loved ones close to you, you can get through everything.
Yeah, for sure. Last question for you, man. You're 33. You'll be 34 in October. I said to you a couple of interviews ago that I wasn't at the start, I wasn't sure if you had it, but you proved me wrong big time. Hey, don't get me wrong, I always love watching you run around the field in BC, even though you're against the Riders. But you found the fountain of youth last year. But let me ask you this question. You know, this goes, and maybe we don't have a season this year, okay? Does it make you, Solomon Alamimi, the football player now? Not the PA guy, the football player.
Yeah.
Do you think about your football mortality now? That's one more year off your career.
Yeah, it does, right? And I feel like we're well-positioned with the team we have to do great things this year, right? I think last year we learned a lot. Obviously, Coach Dickey was a first-year head coach, but I think he did a fantastic job. You look at what, you know, Jeremy O'Day's doing with how he's assembled our roster. I think we're well-positioned to do good things this year. And, you know, it'd be hard not to have a football season. And I think, you know, just sports in general has a way of bridging that gap and, you know, bringing communities together. It's a, you know, social fabric of our, I guess, society is sports right now.
Right.
It's infected. And individually, you know what, I miss competing. I miss going out there and, you know, smashing people and, you know, having the rider faithful in the crowd. You know, I said last year, playing against Winnipeg during the Labor Days, during the season, was one of my, you know, favorite moments of the CFL. You know, just how much the fans cared, how important it was, the, you know, symbolic nature of just going to, you know, different parts of the community and everybody having the rider green on and asking you, are you guys going to whoop the Blue Bombers, right? So it was one of the, you know, greatest experience I've had, being able to be a rider and experience the atmosphere, right, that you usually, you know, see in the playoffs. We found that, and I've seen that in the regular season. So, you know, we're all hoping that things, you know, turn for the better. But right now, as it stands, you know, it's kind of going the other direction. And we, like you said, it's fluid right now, but hopefully, you know, when we come out of this, we'll be better for it.
Tell you what, man, I always knew you were a first-class football player, but the recent interactions with you has proven to me you're a first-class dude. Glad you're in charge of the CFLPA. Thank you for this, and hopefully we see you wearing your Rider jersey this year and we'll watch you play some football, my friend.
Hopefully, man. Thank you for having me. I just want to give a special thanks out to all those, you know, first responders and healthcare professionals and people that are just putting their lives on the front line for us right now during this tough time, and thanks for having me again.
Yeah, Solomon, lastly, I'm glad you brought that up. It's kind of goofy when we use the term hero for a sports player. Those are the true heroes, aren't they?
Most definitely. You know what? You know what they're doing right now and, you know, the conditions that they're working under, sometimes they're under, you know, they have, you know, they're lacking equipment from what I'm hearing right now. They're still going to work and still putting their lives on the line. And, you know, like you said, those are the true heroes during this time.
Thanks, man. I appreciate this, okay?
No worries. Thank you for having me.
And just before we wrap up, I want to thank my sponsors again. Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina. Also, SAS Selects Football and Zelko Stefanovic out there in Moose Jaw with the program working out of the Yara Center when things are back to normal. Also, want to thank Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan and David Dubé for getting on board. And I want to thank my buddy Mark Greshner. Yes, Mark Greshner is the guy who supplied the image taken by Mark. He is a professional photographer and owns a commercial photography studio here in Regina. He does some incredible work and he can do some work for you. Check out his portfolio at markgreshner.com. Yes, indeed. One of the great, great businesses that we hope will survive and flourish once this COVID-19 has passed. Make sure you wash your hands, social distance. Let's all do our part so we can get to the other side, get our businesses back, our economy back, our friendships in person back, and sports back too, by gosh.